Most of the Midwest is still expecting to see a cool front cut across the region as we finish out this week and go into the weekend, but precipitation associated with the frontal boundary is not likely to be very impressive, at least not initially. The frontal system will be associated with a deep low-pressure center that's expected to form tomorrow across the northern plains and race to the north across parts of Manitoba and eastern Saskatchewan as we move from Friday into Saturday. The frontal system, so far removed from the low-pressure center, is not likely to be very active, but we'll still see some shower activity moving through the western Corn Belt as we move from Friday into Saturday. The precipitation totals, though, will be rather limited, with just a light coverage of rain totals running upwards to a quarter of an inch. A couple of counties may end up with upwards to a half inch of rain, but we certainly do not expect that to be very common. The majority of the precipitation is going to be too light to have a serious impact on field work, and progress as far as harvest is concerned should continue to advance relatively well around the precipitation, what little there is. This same frontal system will try to go through the eastern Midwest as we move into the heart of the weekend, but Saturday and Sunday's rain will probably be limited because the frontal boundary itself is going to be dissipating. Now, some of its remnants will likely linger back into the U.S. Central Plains, and it's there where a new low-pressure center is expected to evolve over the weekend, and that low-pressure system will eventually become large enough in size that it will have a big impact on the Midwest as well as hard red winter wheat country. The low-pressure system will move from Kansas into the Great Lakes region as we move through the end of the weekend and into early next week. And I would think that the majority of the precipitation will be focused on Sunday and Monday. And rain totals will likely run from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch, and some local totals of 1 to 1.5 inches will be possible. The majority of this precipitation will be concentrated again on the region from the Central Plains to the Great Lakes region, meaning that places like Ohio and eastern Kentucky, maybe southeastern Indiana, may not do quite so well with the precipitation associated with this second system. In the meantime, we'll likely see the temperature staying relatively warm across a fair amount of the Midwest. A lot of 60 and 70 degree highs are expected to prevail as we move forward through this next several day period. I think we'll see a little bit of a cooling trend take place as we move towards the latter part of the weekend, but it's really not until after the second storm system moves through the Midwest that we're likely to see any real meaningful change in temperatures. And I should point out that some areas in the lower parts of the Midwest will be as warm as the lower 80s over these next couple of days. This will probably be most significant starting tomorrow and continuing into Saturday from Kansas into the lower Ohio River Basin. Areas to the north will be mostly in the 70s, but these lower 80s will certainly accelerate the drying tendency that's occurring across the Midwest and help to stimulate some faster drying rates and quicker harvest progress. As we move behind that second storm system that brings in the majority of the precipitation late in the weekend or early next week, the temperatures will cool down to something a lot closer to normal, which will run from 50s and 60s in the northern Midwest to temperatures in the 60s to near 70 degrees in the south. We're not expecting to see any meaningful freeze risk across the U.S. Corn or soybean production areas through at least a Sunday morning, but temperatures will be turning cooler early next week and will probably be reinforced by yet another shot of cooler air as we move on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.